tires is such a crazy thing. Like, I meet people and I say, hey, I pick up scrap tires. They're like, wait, you do what? I'm like, I pick up scrap tires. You heard me correctly.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
In this episode, we have Mackenzie McElroy, daughter of Mark and Chris Thomas, owners of Bamberger's in Lebanon, PA. Bamberger's has been a staple since 1916. Specializing in auto and tire services, HVAC, fuel delivery, and towing. Today, we'll dive into how Bamberger's began, the family dynamics that shape it, and how they manage to do things differently every day. Mackenzie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. This has been maybe a year or two in the making, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. It has been a while, and shout out to your parents, because they were kind of like some of the OG guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were on, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember. They were on back in 2023, episode 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
It was a great episode. And I was surprised, because it was both, like I said, both your mom and dad, and your mom was really, she was into it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she would be as much. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So she did great. Let's start your background. Let's begin with your roots, you know, being the daughter of Mark and Christine Thomas, but for the podcast sake, I think everyone calls her Chris. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I know her. She's just Chris Thomas, you know?
Yep.
What was it like growing up in the family?
Oh my word. It was great. I love my brother dearly, but he was pretty quiet growing up. So it was almost like I was an only child. And me and my dad are the same person. So we did a lot of goofing around when I was growing up. Even today, my dad is like one of my best friends in the whole wide world. Minus, of course, my husband. But no, just every day I run up to him about as fast as I can and almost knock him over because I hug him so hard.
Yeah. Oh, he probably loves that. You know what
I mean? Oh, he does.
Yeah. Because I have my daughter's three, mm-hmm. my little one. And yeah, that's pretty cool that you're that close with your father. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And your brother, Riley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he's older?
Yep. Right?
Okay. Yeah. He was very quiet growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Was he?
Yep. Yeah. Riley, he was always an enigma. He has a really awesome set of talents and abilities when it comes to like making friends and quietly networking. One thing I always admired about my older brother, even though like we're 4 years apart, so we didn't spend a ton of time together growing up. He has this quiet confidence that he can just walk into a room and own it. Nice. And I'm like, yeah. Man, that's just so cool.
Yeah.
Like he just is there and people know he's there, and in middle school, he was really quiet, just kind of kept to himself. But in high school, he was friends with everyone. Like, just everyone. It didn't matter who it was. They knew Riley, and they liked him.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was cool.
Which, that's important, too, then. Like, once you get out into the real world, being able to connect, you know, and fit in with everyone. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
Any kind of, like, sports, or what were you into in high school?
Oh, my word. What wasn't I into in high school? I did a sport pretty much every season. I started with volleyball, swimming, and then softball. And then I transitioned to track and field, which, shout out to Coach Bear, Coach Wendy, and Coach Risser, best coaches in the LL, and probably best coaches, like, ever. They are just, oh my gosh, they have incredible athletes because they love their athletes, not because they're worried about titles or trophies yes. or anything like that. They are just phenomenal, and I love them dearly, and I wish I could have spent more time in their program, to be honest.
Oh, 100%. Great coaches, phenomenal. Coach Bear, Coach Risser, and that whole track and field program yeah. at Cedar Crest is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all, don't get me wrong, the athletes play a crucial role, but mm-hmm. the coaching staff there is phenomenal because they, like you said, they care about you, like, on such a personal level.
Oh, they do. I invited all of them to my wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, and they came.
And they all came. I believe it 100%. And it's like, you know, they were happy, like, okay, you PR'd with your throws or your long jump or your sprints or whatever, but yeah. like, no, they really cared about your grades and, like, mm-hmm. how was life in general. And
yes, yeah.
You could tell they cared about you more than just, like, oh, you're our lead point yeah. scorer, you know?
Yeah, my husband went to States 2 years with them, and he, oh my gosh, he can't say enough about them either. But when he decided that he wanted to work and do track and field, he was always a worker. They worked with a schedule. They said, hey, if you just keep showing up and you keep putting in the effort, you may work. We'll be flexible with your schedule. Like you said, they just care about their yeah. athletes, and they're amazing.
They are. They really are. So that covers the sports, but you said you do a lot. You did a lot more in high school.
I did a little program known as FFA.
Tell me about it.
I say
Tell
that ironically it. Because FFA is not little.
No.
Actually, just last weekend, I got my American FFA degree out in Indiana.
Whoa, congrats.
Thank you. It was really cool. And yeah. For the life of me, we were trying to find a backhaul because we took a load of tires out there.
Okay.
And we just, every load, we kept getting rejected. Because we're a pretty new company, and that's really common. But the load that we were able to get was a load of bagged corn, which is just hilarious.
No way.
Because anyone who knows FFA, their colors are national blue and corn gold.
Yeah.
And we came back with a whole load of corn.
Which, oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's just, it was perfect. It was hilarious.
So what was that experience like going out there?
Oh, it was awesome. I went to convention as, I think, a junior in high school. Because it's a long trip. Like, you get in a school van and you drive, you know, 8-9 hours. And you get to see everything FFA. It's really amazing. You see kids from Montana, Illinois, Nebraska.
Wow.
Just all these thousands of blue jackets piled into the Colt Stadium. And it's really yeah. cool. And I always dreamed of getting my American degree, but it just seems so unattainable. And then going down on that floor and sitting through that ceremony and shaking the national president's hand, I was like, this is unreal. Like, yeah. I can't believe this is happening.
So give us a little bit of background about FFA, because I know probably a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have heard,
mm-hmm.
but what does FFA stand for? And then kind of like some of the rich history.
Oh, my word. Yeah. FFA used to stand for Future Farmers of America.
Okay.
Now it's just FFA because they want to be a lot more inclusive. It's a big focus on agriculture, but it's an even bigger focus on leadership. And okay. they were afraid to keep it FFA because they didn't want kids who weren't farmers or grew up on farms to think, oh, I can't be a part of FFA. I'm not a farmer. I did not grow up on a farm.
Right.
And I got involved in FFA, and that kind of parlayed into me having an interest in the dairy industry, which it's so crazy. My freshman year of high school, I saw in the Talon, the school newspaper, local dairy princess wins state title. And I wasn't in FFA. I had nothing to do with dairy. I didn't even know how you would run for dairy princess. And I looked at that article. I said, I'm going to be a state princess. I don't know how. I don't know when. I am going to be a state princess. And 3 years later, I was crowned the second alternate dairy princess for Pennsylvania,
Let's
which
go.
Was really cool.
That's awesome. You put your mind to it. You know what I mean?
I did, yeah.
Like you said, when you saw it, you read that in the Talon, you had no idea. Yeah. Or like, how do you even do this?
Exactly.
But you put your mind to it and you achieved it.
Yeah. That's yeah, wild. Yeah. And it was God's timing. And it just all kind of worked out the way that it was supposed to.
So, so then in high school, college, going to Penn State, right? And so what are you going for? Let me ask you.
So it's really ironic if you think about it. I was going for business. I was going for a business degree. And then just after my freshman year, I got this opportunity. And in 2023, that was my freshman semester of college. I also ran for Dairy Princess, and I got State Dairy Princess. I was County Princess a year before that.
Okay.
So the workload was really not, it was fine. I would do county events, travel around. It didn't interfere with my school.
Yeah.
But when you get State Dairy Princess, you are traveling the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
And you're gone for a couple of days, maybe even a week at a time. So with college, it got hard. And especially with milking cows every morning, my schedule filled up really quickly. I haven't graduated college yet, which is fine. I'm slowly kind of working my way in there and, working towards my degree.
100%.
But last year, I got married. I was planning a wedding.
Had a busy year.
I did. I was working on the farm, and a friend of mine approached my dad and he said, "Hey, I'm getting out of this business. Would you be interested in taking it over?" My dad said, "Well, I can't. I'm too busy. But maybe my daughter and her husband would." And sure enough, a week later, we were in business.
Wow. Holy cow. That's so much in such a short amount of time.
Oh, my word.
You've done so much.
Yeah, I was 19.
19, wow, right, which is crazy. Yeah, to think about, because it's like sometimes, you graduate and, when you graduate, you don't know what you want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. Do you go to college? And then that's 4 years. Is that worth your time and money and your energy? Or do you get right into the workplace and start working?
Sure.
But you were state, help me out here, State Dairy Princess.
Yep.
Planning a wedding.
Yep.
Going to college.
Yep.
Milking.
Yep.
The dairy farm pretty much every morning at that
time?
It was
every morning.
Every morning. And then your dad's like, "Oh, I think my daughter could run this business." Sure. Yeah. That's a lot to take on.
And I forgot to mention I was building a house at the time.
Dang. Wow.
People say we're building a house. I was putting the nails in the wall building a house.
Wow. So how do you do it all?
Oh my gosh. So I will say I really had to lean into my faith last year. Some days I was milking the cows and my husband he just became a project manager at work. He was working construction at the time. He had just graduated from Thaddeus Stevens. And he really did not like his job.
Yeah.
He's a very hands-on person and he was just struggling. And I felt so bad because I couldn't really be there for him because I was so busy doing all this other stuff. And we were trying to build a house. Obviously, we weren't living together because we're more traditional. He was living in Moton because his dad just moved.
Okay.
And then I was living in Lebanon. So we were trying to run this business together and build this house. And it was just so much at one time. But there were days I would go in at 5 o'clock, milk till 9, run around, pick up tires all day, go back at 1:30, milk till 4:30, and then come home and work on my house.
Holy cow.
It was, and I'm sure a lot of people in our community know we lost a couple of people last year and it really had an effect on all of us. But honestly, it was my family and the Lord that pulled me through all of it.
Yeah. Well, you were burning the candle at both ends.
Oh yeah. For a while.
For a while. You can't go on like that for too long.
No. Yeah. Yep. So when the day I got married, my husband and I actually, when we left our wedding, we went into Bambergers, sold tires.
No way.
And then I went home and I slept for about 3 days.
Much needed rest.
Yeah, because everything just kind of fell off a cliff. The house was built. I mostly retired from the farm. College, I didn't take a semester because I was doing a lot. I was getting married and stuff.
Right. I don't blame you at all.
So I took a gap semester. Yeah. But everyone's like, "Oh, your life is only going to get more difficult when you get married." I'm like, "Wanna bet?"
Right.
And it did not.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of, weight wasn't taken off your chest because a lot of things were done.
Yeah.
Or completed.
Yep.
And then you can start concentrating on other things and moving forward. So before we get too far ahead, I know, because there's so much to cover there.
Yeah.
Being the Dairy State Princess,
mm-hmm.
You said you traveled all over. Is there a favorite, like, county or fair, or, like, was there an experience that you're like, oh, this is really cool?
Yeah, there were so many. And that's the really cool thing. I mean, like, state FFA officers, state dairy princess, your state fair queen, like, all your ambassador programs, they offer a lot of similar experiences. But just getting to meet, like, all the county girls. We have county princesses that then run for state. They are so amazing. And meeting people from the other side of the state. I mean, it's hard to single out, like, one experience. Farm show was pretty cool because you got to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
But just, I think my favorite part about all of it was just meeting all the girls and getting to know them. It was really cool.
There you go. Just the connections.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. So let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. Your laugh is so much like your mom.
Oh, it's great. Hilarious.
It is great. Bro. I mean that the best way. Like, I don't know if people tell you that, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I hear Kristen laugh so much.
People ask me, they're like, why do you laugh so much? Like, when you talk, I'm like, I don't know, because I'm a happy person. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. No, I think it's a great laugh. But, you know, it's so funny because I hear your mom.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I think. You know, I always like to be, people are like, oh, you sound like your dad. I'm like,
yeah.
I guess I do. I don't know. But I think that's kind of cool, you know, because it's like, that's my dad, you know?
I should get that shirt that sometimes I open my mouth and my dad comes out.
Right. That is pretty good. You should put that on a shirt. Oh my gosh.
Should, yeah.
So let's talk, you know, tires and oil. Bamberger's got its start many years ago in Lebanon. How did your great grandparents start it, and how did it evolve into the business it is today?
That's a really great question. And I love that you use the word evolve, because that is one thing that Bamberger's does all the time. We started as like a hardware store / gas station. My great-great-grandpa, I.E. Bamberger, our founder, he went all the way out to Sweeney's Automotive School in Kansas City, Missouri, and he saved up every single penny he had, and he invested it all into this dream. He went out there, he bought a train ticket, he even met Thomas Edison at a trade show, which is super cool, I think.
So cool. And then
He came back and he started Bamberger's. There's a bunch of cool pictures in at Bamberger's. If you ever get to go in, they gave away a car in like a raffle, and they were all wearing suits. I'm like, that is just that's so awesome.
And to have those photos too, look back on.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I feel like part of this generation, real quick, like with the smartphones and stuff, like people aren't printing out those photos like they used to back in the day.
And
then you don't have those memories, like, you know, it's all on your phone.
Yeah.
So I try to print, like, especially with having the two little ones, like
my wife and I,
we try to get photos printed more often. So it's like to look back at, you know?
Yeah, look back on.
But now being a part of a multi-generational family business, you know, what's it like day to day, and what's it like working with, you know, your parents, your brother and your husband too?
Oh my word. It's really awesome. It's not for everyone. I can definitely tell you that, but like my dad, he can walk into a room and roast 10 people and we're all just there on the floor dying. Like, if you know my dad, you 100%. Know that's exactly what goes on.
Oh, man.
No, it's really special because we never, and we don't even need to practice this. We just don't bring work home with us. You know, if we get mad, we yell at each other and then that's it. That's where it ends.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, like, we love each other. We look out for each other, and it's really great. It really is.
That's awesome that you can, like, have it end at the door, you know, like
when
you walk out that door, work's done. It's behind us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you come in, okay, it's time to work. Like, let's focus on work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and Bamberger's, I would think a lot of people consider a local icon. You know, it's been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You know, what has kept your family, what do you think has kept your family invested, you know, through these generations?
Our 100%, without a doubt, our customer service. Even my grandpa and my dad, very similarly, they will take a hit before they have an unhappy customer. They will not scout people in bad situations. There is a local garage, too, that I love dearly. They're very similar. Shout out to Automan Automotive and Diagnostic. They are amazing. They're just really honest people. And that's how Bamburgers is too. But getting back to Bamburgers, yeah, they, a lot of these HVAC companies, a lot of these, even like oil and propane companies, they will scalp you if you're in a bad position.
Really?
And it, oh yeah, it's yeah, yeah. $200 emergency start fees, you know, delivery fees, just anything you can name. And even like other towing companies, towing's insane.
Yeah.
You really, if your car breaks down, you really have to be careful who you're calling, because they will just kill you on tax, not taxes, but just... Yeah, the charge.
Like
it's
nickel
crazy.
And dime kind of thing, like small things.
Oh,
that
oh
add up?
Yeah. And then yeah. If they get the chance, they'll take your car, they'll park it in their fenced in lot, and they'll charge your insurance company by the day. It wow. is criminal, some wow. of the stuff going on in the towing industry. A tow from Bamburgers is $125 an hour. No
really?
Questions asked. Yep.
$125 yep. bucks an hour.
Yep. Even if it's the middle of the night, they'll come out and get you and no questions asked.
Holy cow. So let's say it broke down in like Southern Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, $125 an hour.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem bad at all.
No,
wow.
no.
And to have a source, and I think that's the biggest thing, like, you know, in 2025 and going forward, customer service is like everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can keep your customers happy, you have a business, right? And then
yep.
the employees, your team members, obviously you need them, because without them, there's no name on the door without,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
your employees. So it's like it's all about people, keeping your employees happy, keeping your customers happy, and giving them the best service. So that it's like almost, it's so convenient to not use like Bamburgers, Color Tech, name your family business that you like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You want to make it so convenient and so much about the customer that it's like a no-brainer, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. When my parents send out like business cards, they send out your friends at Bamburgers. And people take it that way because they know if it's Christmas Eve and heaven forbid your furnace breaks down,
whoa.
My dad's going to be the one in your basement fixing it. And he is not going to kill you on price.
Right. And who would you rather have?
Exactly.
Than Mark Thomas. I mean,
yeah.
my gosh, like seriously, I guess I think I mentioned off air, I'd trust your dad with my life. Like,
yeah.
Just a
yeah.
good... salt of the earth, your whole family, you know, and your
yeah.
and your mom, like your whole family is just
yeah.
salt of the earth, good people. And it's like 100% now with winter coming up,
mm-hmm.
like you run out of oil, or you need propane,
mm-hmm.
or heaven forbid your furnace goes down.
Yeah.
Like that's when you need somebody you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody quick.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go a single night, let alone like 2-3 days without having heat. You know, we were talking off air, like no one likes taking a cold shower.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
No. And I don't even say this like metaphorically. My dad is quite literally a lifeline for probably over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
He's the guy that is just there, even with like my business. And I cannot talk about how incredible my dad is, like, enough. Dad, if you're listening, I love you. I know you know that. But no, like, he just, whenever I need something, whether it's legal, financial, like, anything, Dad, I need you. I probably can't even go 2 days without saying, Dad, I need you.
Yeah.
And he's always there, even if it's just
that's
a hug.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, shout out, like I said, shout out to your parents. They're great, great people. And I love that, like I said, that you guys are so close. Even
mm-hmm.
the fact that you work together.
Yeah.
And like I said, you might like argue during the day, or
mm-hmm.
but when you leave, it's like, hey, and you're still so close. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's how I am with my father and my grandpa.
Yeah.
It's like we are so close. And like you said, if I needed help or I had a question,
mm-hmm.
oh, I call my dad up in a heartbeat, you know, and be like, hey, like, what's your thoughts on this? Or like, here's what
yeah.
I'm thinking. Like, you know, you run stuff by him.
They're your people.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. They're your people. Exactly. 100%. You know, and, you know, you also have your brother, Riley, and,
mm-hmm.
and your husband work there. So what roles do they play, and what role do you play?
So me and my husband, we split the work a lot, whether it's a mobile service. My husband works on heavy equipment. Literally just 3 weeks ago, for a friend of ours, we replaced the entire undercarriage of a John Deere 350D, which, if you
wow.
know what that is, it is a massive excavator, like about as big as they come.
Yeah.
We jacked the thing up, cracked all the bolts loose with a breaker bar that was like 10 feet long. And sure enough, we were crawling around under there. And
you're
just
getting in there with them.
Oh,
getting,
yeah.
Getting dirty,
yep.
getting greasy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I actually love it.
That's awesome.
I got my CDL last year, so now I
whoa,
can drive truck.
Drive truck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're looking for a truck
so,
driver.
Really?
Not that you need any more work on your plate, but we're
no,
always looking.
No,
we're always
there.
Looking, you know?
We are, we'll do towing and recovery
yeah.
for dad. Mm-hmm. We don't have our own wrecker or rollback or anything, but we will do towing and recovery to help my dad out.
Yeah.
My husband got his hazmat, so he'll drive oil truck for my dad. My brother has his hazmat, so he'll drive oil truck for my dad.
Nice.
It's just really neat. It's really just helping where we can. Unfortunately for my dad, his brain has to be in about 35 different places at once, but he's pretty good at it.
I love that. Oh yeah. I mean, there's so much going on and as a business owner, you have to kind of think of everything, you have to think ahead, like for the future, what's going to happen. And you almost have to prepare for the worst and kind of hope for the best, and
100%
always be prepared. let's take a quick snack break.
Sure.
Yeah. This snack break is brought to you by Jergy Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jergy Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jergy Beef Jerky, eat, meat, repeat.
My favorite, quote is, like, entrepreneurship wise, is if you hear me talking to myself, mind your business, I'm having a staff meeting.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah, sometimes you have to, sometimes you have to. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So to pick back up, has there been any funny or unexpected moments that stand out when you bring the whole family together at work?
You don't know my Uncle Mike, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, my Lord. He is I don't want to say anxious, but he's so literal and kind of anxious and just the opposite of my dad.
Okay,
they will riff off of each other. Oh my.
Yeah.
You'll just hear them screaming at each other from across the shop. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. And just, I have to shout out their YouTube. Oh my.
What is this? Tell me. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of their YouTube videos?
No.
The Bamberger shorts. Oh
no.
My word.
What is this?
Let me find you one.
Now, is this YouTube? Your dad and your brother, or the whole family gets in on it?
Pretty much the whole family. Okay, my dad said, we're going to be YouTube famous. And sure enough, he's kind of YouTube
famous. He's getting
famous.
There. No way. Bamberger shorts?
Well, or, I think it's under Bamberger's Inc.
What's okay?
But oh my gosh!
I'll put a link to it in the show notes for the listeners.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, so here's the excavator that we were working on.
Oh, let me see. Oh wow! Oh wow! You're not kidding. I think it's huge.
It's massive. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a full size excavator.
Yeah, yeah. Now we didn't have to take the track off for that, thank goodness. But we had to replace all the wheels that roll underneath it.
Oh my Lord! And what I want for the listeners, it's like a stop motion kind of video ran through together.
It's funny.
Wow. I don't know why I didn't picture it being such a big, that's huge. That's a huge piece of equipment.
Yeah, if you don't
holy
I say
great video by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. But half the people, they don't know what we're talking about.
Is there an example of, or maybe that's the example there, but when your family, took a different approach, maybe something creative or customer focused, and it really worked well, it really paid off?
Actually, yes. Waste oil. My dad works on waste oil a lot, and there's people in Minnesota getting waste oil parts and just different things from him, because not a lot of people do waste oil. And it's one of those things where it's like the oil is bad anyway, so you might as well do something with it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Now, waste oil, you're talking from fryers and stuff like that? I don't know. Educate me. I don't know.
From furnaces.
Oh, furnaces. Okay.
There's, I guess not furnaces. Furnaces would burn it. But truck stops, like used motor oil, all that stuff that people would just throw away, they use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really cool.
So it's like repurposing and reusing, recycling.
Yeah.
A little bit of green. I love that. Oh my gosh. So, like I mentioned before, with so much on your plate from, college to the dairy farm you cut back on, that's just on weekends and stuff, but still you have the family business, you're doing so much.
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself grounded?
Ooh. Oh man, definitely God.
Yeah.
I'm not quiet about my faith, and because if you know me, you know that I love the Lord.
Yeah.
But there are days I just wonder, man, and this goes out to anyone. I would love to just talk to anyone about faith, apologetics, why I believe the Lord is real and the things he's done in my life. But like I would not be able to do it without God. Just the thoughts, the work, everything that comes up with being a business owner. And if you're a business owner, I'm sure you understand. Just the day in and day out making decisions and having other people count on you. Yeah. I really depend on the Lord for everything. Sunday is like my reset day and everything is just right on Sundays.
That's a good point. I like that. Sunday's the reset day.
Yep.
Yep. Get grounded, get back yep. in it, you know. Because a lot of times too, I think Sundays, people kind of dread like Sunday evenings because they know, oh, Monday's coming up. I got to go to work or I'm not looking forward to Monday because it's the start of the week. And I like that you're like, no, Sunday should be almost like celebrated because it's like, look, you can refocus, get grounded.
Yeah. And that like, I know, and tires is such a crazy thing. Like I meet people and I say, hey, I pick up scrap tires. They're like, wait, you do what? I'm like, I pick up scrap tires. You heard me correctly.
Yeah.
But I don't have that dread, you know? Like, I'm excited to go to work. I work 10 feet from my husband. We goof around. We eat lunch at our desk together every day. Like, I have a refrigerator full of Izzy's in my office. I am Izzy's? Happy as...
Hold on, wait, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
The little juice drinks. Like, they're carbonated juice drinks.
Okay.
They're really good.
All right.
But no.
I need to get some of those here in the mini fridge.
Yes, Izzy's. Oh, you can get them at Costco. They're awesome. Okay. I really love what I do because we do something different every day, me and my husband. It's pretty cool.
There you go. So if someone listening, you know, comes from a family business or is thinking about like joining their family business, maybe mm-hmm. they're graduating high school or graduating college, what advice would you offer them?
Do it. Don't think twice. Do it. Because honestly, like every single celebrity, I read a lot of celebrity stories. I like going to school on people who have been successful.
Oh, good point.
And if there is something that I can pass on to your listeners, A, no one has their stuff together. It may seem like they do, but they absolutely do not. I can tell you that right now. The people who look like they have their stuff together are just really good at hiding it.
Mm.
And B, like all of the people, all the crazy successful people that I have read up on and just studied over the years, they had like delusional confidence, or it appears they did. Yeah. You don't always have confidence every day. You have to choose to be confident. And they just said, I'm going to go as far as I can. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to go as far as I can because they had a dream. They wanted to make it happen. They met hundreds of roadblocks that we did not see,
mm-hmm.
but they kept going. So you heard their story, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I love that because it's so true. And like the energy, like I could just... Because you're so confident, like your energy, like I know I said this before and maybe all fair, but like the vibes you put out and I feel like if you set your mind to something and you're really 100% in on it and you go after it, anything can be achieved.
Oh yeah.
But yet when you have the vibes and the personality that you do, oh my gosh, like I can't wait to see what your future holds and what you all do at Bamberger. So, you know, before we close out, I know we talked off air a little bit, but is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners? I know you have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and maybe in 2026 we could run a part two or at some point, but is there anything else you want the listeners to know?
For sure. When I started, so I'm only, you know, a year and a half into business. I am much further ahead than I was even a year ago. I want you guys to know I drove an old Isuzu box truck where the exhaust was literally falling off. I didn't even own my own box truck. I had to borrow my dad's, which never gets used. And I used to tell myself, you know, if I close my eyes at the red light, and push the gas pedal a little bit, it kind of sounds like Mustang. It almost sounds like Mustang.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep driving this thing until I'm in a Mustang. Now, I want a Porsche 911.
Whoa, but, okay.
The Mustang was, you know, figurative.
Yeah.
But just be delusionally confident, guys. Fake it until you make it. And honestly, go as far as you can because you are going to look back and be like, man, I actually got a lot further than I thought I was going to.
Yeah. So if I see a Porsche 911 in the near future here in like downtown Lebanon.
Oh, yeah. I know who it is. It's going to be teal.
Okay. You even got the color picked out.
Yep.
That's awesome. Phenomenal. You mentioned maybe some podcasts or some some like, I don't want to give too much away, but like some other stuff you got going on. Did you want to drop any of that for the listeners?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So me and my best friend, Chloe Baumgartner, she was a former state FFA president, actually, and the Pennsylvania Fair Queen, we are launching a show called The Executive Ledger, where we talk Lebanon County roots, very successful businessmen, and agriculture. And I would love to have Sully on it in the near future.
Oh, I'll be on 100%. That'd be awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So the whole point is to have guests on, you know, business owners or mm-hmm. leaders in the community.
Yeah.
And then they kind of share their stories and business 100%. Wise. Yeah.
Yep. A ledger is basically, you know, just a record of everything. A master ledger is just a record of everything that a company's done, you know, in the fiscal year before.
Right.
And, you know, executives, they run things, they build things, they create things, they innovate. So the executive ledger was born. And I'm sure you know how hard it is to come up with a podcast name.
Very, very hard.
Because everything's been done to death.
Correct, right. Yeah, it's like, how do you change it? How do you be different? And, you know, I love that concept that you're going with. And, you know, it is tricky. But, like, once you get it going, I find if you're consistent, you know, with putting episodes in it, whether it's one a week or one every other week, however you do it, or even once a month, like, just start doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, get a logo, have someone design it. It's funny, because you mentioned like how tough it can be to get, you know, a podcast going or come up with a name. So, you know, I threw around, like, you know me, I'm red, white, and blue all the way through. So for me, it was like American Grown Podcast. Like, that just made sense, you know. And then the logo came about because I had somebody do a cartoon of me, and I was going to actually change it. I've mentioned this before on social media stuff because I think people look at it and they're like, oh, this guy's self-centered. He's all about himself, you know, because it's literally a picture. It's supposed to be a cartoon of me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's cool. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But what happened was, because I thought about getting rid of me and just keeping the mic and American Girl Podcast with the flag. But now my two little ones, you know, my children are like, they see that logo and they'll literally point and be like, Dada. Like, even my little guy, my son, who's like a year and a half old, he's like, oh, that's Dada. So when they see the logo, so I'm like, all right, it's staying. Like, I'm not going to change it.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you can, I feel like, I had this conversation earlier in a previous episode, like, nowadays with social media, even though social's in the word, people, I think, are less social.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and it's more, it's like short text, it's liking or making a comment on a post or something, and it's like, people kind of crave, I think, human beings crave this kind of conversation.
I just actually recently lost a friend on Monday. A ton of people in our community knew him. His name was Jared Eisenhower. He was just a really sweet kid. And the one thing I would have done, I wish I would have just told Jared, like, how much I appreciated him. We just didn't see each other, like, because, you know, he was on his own life path. Me and Ben were on our life path. And, you know, we were just kind of doing our own thing. We would see him at events and stuff. But he just made such an impact in so many people's lives. And, like, seeing all the people that are now coming out and just crushed that he's not around anymore. It's like, guys, just go see someone, you know, make that coffee date, go text your friend, like, tell him you want to hang out, you know, make the time for these people, because honestly, time, our life on this earth here is so short. And I believe we're going to go to the pearly gates and we're going to have to answer for the life that we lived. And I don't want to be the person that, didn't make that date, you know, or reach out to someone when I could have, when they really needed me.
They really need you. Yeah, 100%. I'm sorry for that loss. Losing close friends is tough. If you're feeling like in the back of your head, oh, I should call or text this person, do it, because chances are they might be thinking, oh, I should call and check,
absolutely,
you know, see what Sully's up to or whatever it is. Like,
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned this before in episodes. It's like, tell the people around you, like, hey, I love you, or like, you're doing a great job, or like, you got this, like, saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it might sound corny or whatever, but it can.
You got to say it. You got to say it.
Because you never know. Like I said, life is short. So definitely. And have that conversations too. Mm-hmm. Like just don't send the text. Be like, hey, can we get coffee? Like you said,
or
go out for dinner. Let's just catch up. You know, even go for a walk at the park, like, whatever is your outlet. Maybe, maybe you're big into working out. So be like, hey, you want to come to the gym with me?
Yeah, go to the gym.
And just catch up. 100%. It's all about conversation. So hopefully your podcast will go to the moon. I would love to be a guest on it.
You will be. Don't worry.
Is it out already or not yet? This is very early preliminary.
It's preliminary right now. My best friend, she's out at college in Oklahoma. So, we're kind of figuring all that out. I think it'll be fine. She's just so busy. She's involved in so much. And she's actually coming home soon. So I'm so excited.
Good,
I'm going to get to see her. We're going to pal around like there's no tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to that. And she actually, She is insane at throwing tires. This girl, like...
What do you mean, like grab them and chuck them up?
Oh, chucking them in the box truck. Like just get, she is crazy. Yeah. She is one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my life. My husband is super fast at getting tires. She wears him out.
Wow.
She's crazy.
Dang, machine.
She is a machine.
Awesome. Well, Mackenzie, on that, I'm gonna wrap it up if you're good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me today. Your story is a reminder that family businesses aren't just about commerce. They're about legacy, teamwork, and growth across generations. If Mackenzie's story resonated with you, share this episode with a friend, leave a review, and start that conversation. And lastly, subscribe to American Grown Podcast for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Quick call to action, check the show notes for links to BAM Burgers, and what's the YouTube?
BAM Burgers Inc.
BAM Burgers Inc. to watch BAM Burger Shorts. Mackenzie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients. Proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.